Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Business Morning podcast.
Good morning, Alice. Today we have a fascinating topic to discuss. Have you been following the VB Transform 2025 panel, where alternative chip makers directly challenged NVIDIA's dominance?
Yes, I have. It's quite an intense debate. The panel exposed a contradiction in NVIDIA's AI factory narrative, right?
Exactly. The contradiction is, how can AI inference be a commoditized factory and still command 70% gross margins?
That's a great point. Jonathan Ross from Grok didn't mince words about NVIDIA's messaging. He said the AI factory is just a marketing way to make AI sound less scary.
And Sean Lai from Cerebras was equally direct. He pointed out that NVIDIA doesn't mind while service providers fight for every last penny, while NVIDIA sits comfortably with 70 points.
This is huge. The stakes are hundreds of billions in infrastructure investment and the future architecture of enterprise AI.
Absolutely. For CISOs and AI leaders negotiating with OpenAI and others, these truths about hitting roadblocks are uncomfortable.
Lewis, have you heard about the capacity crisis no one talks about?
Yes, Dylan Patel from SemiAnalysis explained it well. Big AI users struggle to get enough tokens. Weekly meetings with providers to persuade them to allocate more capacity.
And it gets worse. Weekly meetings between providers and hardware providers. The supply chain can't flex when enterprises need 10 times more inference capacity.
Right, GPUs have 2-year lead times. Data centers need permits and power agreements. The infrastructure wasn't built for exponential scaling.
So even with Anthropic, Cursor and OpenAI showing impressive ARR growth, enterprises still can't get the tokens they need.
That's the reality. The panel revealed three fundamental ways the AI factory metaphor breaks down.
First, inference isn't uniform. DeepSeek offers the lowest cost, but only 20 tokens per second.
Second, quality varies wildly. Jonathan Ross compared it to Standard Oil. You could get oil that might set your house on fire.
Third, the economics are inverted. You can't spend more to get better results in AI, unlike software applications where spending more gets you better performance.
And here's what caught my attention. Mark Zuckerberg praised Grok for being the only ones who launched it with full quality.
That's a significant endorsement. Ross explained how providers use techniques like quantization and pruning to reduce costs, but also degrade model performance.
The impact is real. Enterprises may not detect the degradation until production fails. That's a major risk.
Meta has the sophistication to measure these degradations. This creates immediate imperatives for enterprise buyers.
Establish quality benchmarks before selecting providers. Audit existing partners for undisclosed optimizations. Accept that premium pricing for full model fidelity is now a permanent market feature.
The $1 million token paradox is also revealing. Lai said, if these tokens are as valuable as we believe, why do we charge so little?
Ross revealed that fast-growing startups are spending almost as much on tokens as their revenue. It's an unsustainable business model.
Performance is changing everything. Cerebras and Grok are enabling 10 to 50 times faster performance than GPUs.
This enables new use cases. Customers want agentic workflows to run in real time. It's not possible even if you pay top dollar.
The real bottleneck isn't chips, it's power and data centers. Patel said data center capacity is a big problem in the US. Power is a big problem.
TSMC can produce chips quickly, but it means nothing without infrastructure. Enterprises are going across the world to find power and data center space.
Ross shared a Google anecdote. In 2015, they had a success disaster where demand for compute was so high it required tripling the data center footprint.
This pattern is now common. Applications either fail to gain traction or hit infrastructure limits immediately. Traditional IT forecasting is obsolete.
So what does this mean for enterprise AI strategy? Capacity planning requires new models. Enterprises must shift to dynamic capacity management.
Speed premiums are permanent. Budget for speed where it matters. Architecture beats optimization. Bet on architectural advantages, not marginal cost savings.
Power infrastructure is strategic. Lock in power capacity now. Audit inference providers. Build vendor relationships based on architectural advantages.
The AI factory metaphor is dangerous. Enterprises need to abandon it entirely. The real market operates on capacity scarcity, quality variance, and infrastructure constraints.
The path forward is clear. Pay for quality and performance or join the weekly negotiation meetings.
The panel's consensus is that success requires matching workloads to appropriate infrastructure rather than one-size-fits-all solutions.
That's a powerful message. Enterprises must adapt or risk being stuck in the slow lane.
Indeed. And as always, our goal is to keep you informed about the latest developments in the business world.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another insightful episode of the UK Business Morning Podcast.